This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Ashley Michelle Arizmendi. Date of birth, January 27, 2005. Case ID number is 743-7432. Date of exam, November 16, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Hildebrando Salinas, dated 9/15/2022, and medical records dated 11/10/2022 and 1/18/2023, and also a disability report dated 6/23. Identifying information, this is an 18-year-old single female with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of attention deficit of hyperactive attention deficit disorder / bipolar disorder / depression / insomnia and muscular deficiency. The claimant is presently unemployed and has never worked before. She is presently a senior in high school and passing all her grades. She is in a special ed program, and she is receiving disability benefits, which she states that she's been receiving for multiple years. At the present time, she's looking forward to graduating in May and has plans to go to a cosmetology school because she enjoys putting makeup on and doing nails and things related to cosmetology. At the present time, she lives with her father, and her father is working at this time. Allegation number one, attention deficit hyperactive disorder / bipolar disorder / depression / insomnia. The claimant states that since 2009, she has had problems with hyperactive attention deficit disorder, depression, bipolar disorder, and insomnia. The claimant states that she has difficulty sleeping at night and has decreased appetite. The claimant's BMI is 17.5. It puts her at the lower rate of her growth chart. She complains of decreased energy, decreased concentration, decreased motivation, and states that she has very few friends. She denies hearing voices or seeing shadows or having racy ideas. She does suffer from crying spells and anxiety and often gets angry, but denies any violent behavior. She also denies any suicidal ideation or any suicidal attempts in the past. The claimant states that she was physically abused when she was a child by her mother and now only lives with her father. She has not seen her mother since she was 3 or 4 years old. She states that she does have post-traumatic stress disorder, and she's been diagnosed with a borderline intellectual ability. Her parents divorced when she was 3 years of age. And has done well living with her father. She was a full-term and uncomplicated pregnancy, and her birth weight was normal. She is doing well in classrooms right now in her class and making good grades. She's never been arrested or incarcerated in the past and has no kind of court supervision. She does live with her father and siblings and has good family support at this time. She does have a borderline low IQ, but is fairly articulate and verbal and fairly intelligent, and her cognitive ability is intact. She is able to do all the adult daily living functions independently, and has good social skills and does work well in groups. Allegation number two, muscle deficiency. The claimant states that since 2009, she has had fibromyalgia, osteoarthritis, and rheumatism. She says it's a form of muscular deficiency. She denies any x-rays, fractures, surgeries, or injections given for her condition, and it has not been evaluated. Her symptoms include warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she usually feels in the morning. She states that she usually has this pain most of the time when she's going through her periods. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, stand for 2 hours, climb 3 flights of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is left-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, sweep a room, button her clothes and lift approximately 15 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top. She has no assistive devices that she uses and is presently not taking any medication for pain. She does all kinds of physical activity. Her daily activities include watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, but mostly just staying in her room where she enjoys drawing and fixing her nails and hair. Her condition appears to be stable at this time. Family history. She does not know the whereabouts of her mother. She's 46, but does have some issues, psychological issues on her own. The father is 48 and suffers from anxiety and hypertension. She has 2 brothers with attention deficit hyperactive disorder. There is a positive family history of early death secondary to cardiac arrhythmias. Medications, Focalin XR capsules, 5 milligrams, 1 POQD, clonidine, 0.1 milligram QHS, and paroxetine, 10 milligrams QHS for depression. Medical problems, hyperactive attention deficit disorder, depression, insomnia, questionable bipolar disorder, muscular pain, rheumatism, post-traumatic stress disorder, major surgeries, none, social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.7 Fahrenheit, weight 94 pounds, height 5 feet, 1.5 inches tall, BP 114 over 82 mmHg, heart rate 103 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, BMI 17.5, no known allergies. General. This is an 18-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to H-E-N-T, the last 2 sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snell and vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/25. Pinhole is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/25. Pinhole is 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/25. The claimant does wear glasses, but she forgot to bring them. Could you please drop down to the last paragraph? Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to stand and move about is unrestricted. She's able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. She is able to heel toe and tandem walk. There is no more grip strength bilaterally at +5/5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields or in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some minor restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to a borderline low IQ, although the claimant is doing well in school and is able to function in a normal environment. Probable diagnoses. Number one, hyperactive attention deficit disorder / bipolar disorder / depression / insomnia. The claimant is being treated for this condition and appears to be doing very well. She is doing well in school and making good grades and is in a stable family environment at this time. Allegation number two, muscle deficiencies / rheumatism, not confirmed with medical records. The claimant has a normal physical exam at this time, and she takes no medications for pain. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Ashley Michelle Arise Mendy.